Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend! This is so exciting. We're going to be learning B'Siyata Dishmaya about the Seder Mesiras HaTorah. How awesome is that? Very. Okay, this year should be a special schus for David Hanach Mordechai, Ben Frieda Simcha, and for Rabbi Yehoshua Meir, Ben Rachel Sarah, and for Rachel Bat Geula. And for Shendi Chana Bat Malka Deyeshol Bracha Bat Slacha Choma Seyedeyem Brios Hashleim Hashem Malik Kol Mashal Tzlivam Letova. In Parashas Kedoshim it says Vaydabra Hashem Moshe Lemer Dabra Kol Atas Bnei Tzvel Vemetel Lehem Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Speak, Hashem said to Moshe, saying, speak to all of the Jewish people and tell them that you should be holy, because I am holy, I and the Lord your God. Rashi says, on what the pasuk says, "Dabro chadas bnei Israel, melamed shenemar parshas b'hakol bnei sherov gufei Torah tuliyim." By this parsha was said when everybody was gathered together, because most of the body of Torah is dependent on this parsha. So therefore, everybody had to get together. Look in the Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh and the Sisei Chachamim who ask. This is all brought in the Be'er, the Be'er of Hakohen Gadol Rabbi David Tzukmanzei Chatzadik Levracha, basing ourselves on his Torah. So he brings the Mizrahi, the Gur Aryeh, the Sisei Chachamim ask, from what it says in Erevin and Dalet Amid Beis, brought in Rashi, Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Beis, that all mitzvahs HaTorah nimsaru l'chol Yisrael, all the mitzvahs of the Torah were given to all the Jewish people. He brings the Brisa there, Ketzat Seder Mishnah, and you see the Seder Mishnah was that ultimately all the Jewish people were given the help, given the Torah, all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So what's added in this parsha on what all of the parshas were already given to Klal Yisrael? All the parshas were given to all the Jewish people. So how can you say, oh, only this is Bahakel? All the parshas were given to all of Klal Yisrael. So in the Mizrahi says that the other parshas Moshe Rabbeinu taught them in groups, one after the next. But this parsha was b'mamad kol Yisrael, ayin sham in the Mizrahi, and already the Rash and the Ravid and the Perush the Torah's Kohanim already say this. But l'chora, it's hard to understand what the chiluk is, since sof sof l'maisa, it was said to kol Yisrael. What do we add when it was said all in one shot to the Jewish people, v'bnei sherov gufei Torah tzluyim ba? Alright, sof sof lemaisa, the Torah was given to all the Jewish people, and it was told to all the Jewish people. So how is this parsha different? You're right, Mizrahi says those were given in kitos, and this was given to Mamad Kol Yisrael. But sof sof, well, it was given to all the Jewish people. So what's the difference? And the Yerachayim HaKadosh Bari Omer on this, the Mizrahi adds what a toelos it might be, but it's very dachuk what he says, ayin sham. And besides that, we have to understand that it's pashut that every mitzvah was said to the Jewish people is needed for all the Jewish people. And lacking the mitzvah and not fulfilling the mitzvah is a big pogam. So why is it that because of this chisaron and pogam, only this parsha was said to the entire Jewish people? B'hakel Nemra. What about all the other? If it's important to say it in front of everybody, then say everything in front of everybody. Why don't we do that with all the mitzvahs? All right, a chisaron in a mitzvah is very serious. So if it was a chashivos, it was important to say this kedoshim tiyu, this parsha, in front of all the Jewish people. All right, all the mitzvahs are important. So why don't we say all the parashas in front of all the Jewish people? So let's see the sugi and erevin that we alluded to before. Atan rabbanan ketu seder mishnah. How did the seder mishnah go? Moshe lama torah pi agvura. Moshe learned from Hashem. Then Aaron came in. Moshe taught Aaron. Aaron sat to the left of Moshe. His sons came in. Moshe taught them. Zakenim came in, Moshe taught them. Then all the Jewish people came in, Moshe taught them. And it turns out that Aaron heard it four times, his sons heard it 3 times, the Zakenim heard it 2 times, and the whole people, all the Jewish people, heard it once. And then Moshe Rabbeinu leaves, and then Aaron teaches them, and then Aaron leaves, and then the kids teach. Turns out that everybody ends up hearing it 4 times. That's how the Cheshbon comes out. Everybody hears it 4 times. So we have to understand. Since anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu taught it 4 times, and in the end, all the people learned it 4 times, so why is it split up into groups? Why did Moshe himself teach all of them 4 times, and everybody will have it 4 times? Why does it have to be? No, once to Aaron, and then Banav, and then the Zakenim, and then Kol Yisrael, and then Moshe leaves. Just do it to everybody once 4 times, v'zeo. It's a big kasha. And let's say there's an inyan dafka to do it b'kitos, to do it in different groups. So b'vakasha, then why is this parsha said b'mamad kol Yisrael? If groups are good, then why is this different? Is the Rechaim was all made here? We also have to answer what the Al Sheikh asked, and the Or Chaim says, Amarta, the Berel call Adas B'nei Yisrael, the Amarta Aleihem. Why isn't it enough to say, the Berel call Adas Yisrael? Speak to them. I don't even speak to them and say to them. Seemingly superfluous word. Ayin Shem the Al Sheikh and the Rechaim HaKadosh. Rashi and Erevin, on the words Ketzet Seder Mishnah writes, Ketzet Lam Yisrael Torah Shebal Peh. How did the Jewish people learn Torah Shebal Peh? So it's Mavur Lechor Mizeh, that this Seder was only in Torah Shebal Peh, not in Torah Shebuchsav. Otherwise, why did Rashi say it's Dafka Torah Shebal Peh? And those are Mashmim Lashon of the Braisa. It says Ketzet Seder Mishnah. It's Mashmim Din in Torah Shebal Peh, and not Torah Shebuchsav. However, the Rishonim and Gedolei Achronim learn that it's also going in Torah Shebuchsav, because they asked from the Sugin Erevin on what it says here in the Torah Kohanim. Here in the Torah Kohanim, it says that this parsha was said to everybody, and they asked from the Bryson Erevin that no, it wasn't said to everybody. They asked that everything was said to everybody. How can you say that only this parasha was said to everybody? Ketzet Seder Mishnah, everything was said to everybody. Wait a second. But this parasha is Torah Shebuchsav, and the Ketzet Seder Mishnah is Torah Shebal Peh. So it must be, from the fact they asked this kasha, their understanding, that also Torah Shebuchsav was stated to everybody, not only Torah Shebal Peh. Rashi here says, no, Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh. Ketzet Lam Yisrael Torah Shebal Peh. But you see that the Rishonim Achronim understand it's going on Torah Shebuchsav also, and therefore they asked, why is this parasha special that it was said to everybody? Everything was said to everybody from the Gemara and Erevin. Lashon of Rashi in Parashas Kisisa is that they have this Seder on Mishnah. Kishalamda Moshe Esa Parsha O Esa Halacha. When he taught them the Parsha or the Halacha. So it's Mashma Miloshon Parsha that Rashi writes. It's on about Torah Shebuchsav. Mitzat Sheni Halacha Torah Shebal Peh. So it's mashma then that everything had Seder Mishnah. So then why does Rashi say in the Gemara and Erevin it's going Dafkan Torah Shebal Peh? It's not. You see Rashi in Parshas Kisisa that it's going on both Torah Shebal Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. And again, you also see the same thing comes out from the Kasha of the Mefarshim from Rashi here to the Gemara and Erevin. So we have a lot of things to deal with. So, we can explain as follows. Says Rav Man, that it says Dabro B'nai Yisrael, that's talking about Torah Shebuchsav, that Torah Shebuchsav has this din, that it has to be Nimsar, it has to be passed over to the Jewish people through Moshe. Just like when God gave Torah at Sinai, when he gave the Aseret HaDibros, it was from Hashem to the Jewish people. So here also, it has to be from Moshe to the Jewish people, Dabro el B'nai Yisrael. You have to give over Torah Shebichsav. Now, when God gave over the Torah, it was a mitzias of Atamachitza Latzmacha. Moshe was alone, and then Aaron had his own area. The Kohanim had their own area. And then everybody else. And Moshe was closer to than Aaron, and Aaron was closer than the Kohanim. And the Kohanim were closer than everybody else, like Rashi says, Parshas Yisro, Perkites, Pasachov Dalid. And it says there, Moshe Amar Alei Al Hashem, Atav Aaron Venadav Aviu Vishimim Zgnei Israel. And Rashi says that it's talking about the Aseres Hadibris. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu went up alone, and then there was Aaron. He had his own Aliyah, and then Bnei Aaron, and then Shiv Mizgnei Israel, and then the Jewish people. So again, you see groups. At Mamre Har Sinai, there were different groups. They all had their separate Kabbalah Satorah, separate place for Kabbalah Satorah. And obviously that means a different Madrega of Kabbalah Satorah. You can't compare Moshe's to Aaron's, Aaron's to the Zakenim, Zakenim to the Am, Bnei Aaron to the Am. Everybody had their own separate place. So it has to be also the same thing when they were Kabbalah Torah Moshe. That as it says at Sinai, that there's a Kabbalah and a Fredis L'Kol Kas V'Kas. Each group has their own Kabbalah. So Memele, it's Mischaif from this, a Mesira B'Fnei Atzma for Aaron, a Mesira B'Fnei Atzma for Banav, etc. So just like we had at Har Sinai, we're also going to have when Moshe Rabbeinu gives over the Torah. It's going to be the same thing. There has to be different groups. Taka the Marshan Erevin says that the Arab and Esinos of Seder Mishnah parallels the Arvi Chilukim in Parshas Mishpatim, Moshe, Aaron, Banav, and Zakenim. So you see, just like there are different groups. So too, when the Torah is Nimsar, there also have to be different groups. And with this passage, we can explain the Machlokes in Vayikra Rabbah, in the Medrash, Parsha Chavdalet, Oshei, Tani Rebchia, B'Parsha Zu, Parsha Zu Nemar B'Hakel, Bnei Sherov Gufei Torah Tulim Ba, Rav Levi Omar, it's because the Aseres Hadibros Klulim B'Soicha. You know why we said B'Hakel? One opinion says Rov Gufei Torah Tulim Ba, it's Rebchia, and Rav Levi says, because the Aseres Hadibros are included in it, Ayin Shem in the Medrash. So we can say that Reb Chiya holds that anyway the Jewish people are obligated to be Mekabel at Torah Kibbutz Sinai like they did at Sinai. And the only difference is how they're Mekabel the Torah. Kitos, kitos, b'pnei sherov gufei Torah tuliyim baz. We're going to explain hopefully later what the reason is. So he says, Parash Zunemra B'Hakel. You know why this is said B'Hakel? Because Rov Gufei Torah Tzulimba. Anyway, everyone has to hear it, but it was said everyone together. Because Rov Gufei Torah Tzulimba. Rav Levi holds, no, that there's no Chiyuv al Kol Yisrael, Lekabel as Hemshech HaTorah, Shenitan Al Yedei Moshe. They don't have to. Only in the Aseres Hadibros. They were all commanded to be Mekabel the Torah Behar Sinai. And that Rav Levi says that since here you have Aseres Hadibros, so now everyone has to be Makabel. That's why they have a special Din Hakel here. Levi holds that there's no Din. There's no Din of everybody getting it. According to Rev Chia, there's Din that everybody has to receive it anyway. And here it's just done Kitos Kitos. Here it's just done all together as opposed to Kitos Kitos. He's Rov Gufei Torah Tzulimba. And Rev Levi said, you know why it was said by Hakel? He's learning differently. He's learning that there's no chiyuv on all the Jewish people to be mekabel the Torah. So he's not explaining the kitos kitos. He's just explaining why everybody has to receive it in the first place. Because all they had to do was receive the Aseres Hadibros. But since the Aseres HaDibros were included in this parasha, so Mamela, everybody has to be there, just like the Aseres HaDibros. So the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, is Miyashiv, the Kashiv of the Re'em, who asks, what's special about this parasha? I, the whole Torah, was told to everybody, as we see in the Brayse of Ketzer Seder Mishnah. So why is this different? He says, well, that other parashias were said when all the Jewish people went to Moshe, but they weren't mechuyev. Whoever didn't want didn't have to come. Mashen came, this parasha, it was a tzivui to be mechayev, that everybody has to come. Now the Rosh, the Ravid, the Mizrahi, the Rechaim HaKadosh, none of them said this. So it's a chilek bar. Here everybody has to come, and otherwise nobody and not everybody has to come. So why don't they make this chilek? Because they obviously hold that they also had to roll the parashias. They had to recover all the parashias from Moshe. And then their kasha was, and then what's different about this parasha? So why is it so pasha to them they have to hear the whole Torah from Moshe? So we can say that at Sinai there was a chiyuv that the Jewish people have to be makabel kol haTorah kula mipi haGvura, pi Hashem. And therefore, when they have to be makabel the Torah now from Moshe, when they're makabel the rest of the Torah from Moshe, so then they also all have to be there. It's the same gather. Just like at Sinai, they all have to hear. So too, they all have to hear from Moshe. And therefore it was the same seder like at Sinai with the different groups. And therefore they all had to hear it. And that's why all these Mefarshim learns, Pashut, that all the Jewish people had to be Mekabel and P. Moshe. The Maharal learns, no, they didn't have to all be Mekabel P. Moshe. And it could be that the Maharal is following the sheet of Rav Levi. The Rav Levi, who says, Mepnei She'aseres HaDibros Klulim Ba, he's explaining why all the Jewish people had to hear this Parsha Dafka. Why were they Mechuyev? Because the Aseres HaDibros, that everybody has to hear. But the rest of the Torah, they Taka didn't have to hear. It's the Maharal, Shtim's nicely with Rav Levi. And Rabbi Chia, of them, Farshim will go like Rabbi Chia. That he's explaining why this parasha was said Bahakel, Dafka everybody together as opposed to Kitos Kitos. And the answer is, anyway they had to hear, though, everybody had to hear it. But why does it hear Kita? Why is it here everybody together? And the answer is, Bnei Rosh Gufei Grov Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba. Because most of the body of the Torah is dependent on this, as hopefully we're going to explain what this means. Why the fact that Rov Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba means that it has to be Mamad Kol Yisrael. Beautiful. Now the Rambam at the beginning of his Akdama to the Yad HaChazaka writes, Kol HaMitzvah SheNitnu LeMoshe B'Sinai BePerush HaNitnu. All the mitzvahs that were given over to Moshe at Sinai were given with their perush. It says, Netel HaChaluch HaZeven HaTorah VaMitzvah, Torah Zutor Shulchsav, Mitzvah ZuPerusha, Tzivan Olas HaTorah Pi HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Zu, Hi HaNikras Torah Shebal Peh. So you see that with Mesirah's Torah Shulchsav HaIdei Moshe, there was also Mesirah of its perush of Torah Shebal Peh. And Memela, that's to say there that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe of the Torah. If that's how Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, B'chsav, together with Baal Peh. So Memele, that's how he gave it over, and Taka the Rambam, and his Akdama, the Perish Mishnayis, also writes the Sinyan of Torah and Mitzvah, and he explains that that's the Seder Mishnah Sheba Braisa, Torah together with Mitzvah. So what the Rambam isn't explicit in his Akdama to the Yad, he writes in his Akdama to Perish Mishnayis, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah together with the Mitzvah, the B'chsav, together with the Baal Peh. So according to this, it would appear that with respect to this detail of Mesirah HaTorah that was B'Seder HaMishnah, so Mitzad Echad it would seem that there's no din of Kabbalah B'fnei Atz Mishal Aharon B'Shel Banav, just like at Sinai. Because at Sinai, this whole Mahalach was only in Torah Shebichsav and not in Torah Shebaal Peh. But Mitzad Sheni would seem that it says in the Braisa that through the Seder Mishnah, everybody gets it four times, and the Braisa concludes, Mikana Rebbe Loza Eliezer Shechai Vadim Lushas Tamidu Arba Pamim, that the Rebbe has to teach his Talmidim four times, and they learn a Kal V'Chomer from Aaron. So this is not only... So this is only Klapei the Limud of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Peirush, And then Hagel Ma'isiv Torah, like we see from the Rambam, that we have to do the Torah, Al Pi HaMitzvah, Al Pi Torah Shebe'al Peh. But Torah Shebichsav, we don't have this inyan of four times. Four times is Dafka, a Torah Shebe'al Peh'inyan. That's the Ketzet Seder Mishnah, the four times. That's Torah Shebe'al Peh. And that's Amar Rabbi Elazar Chayav Dam L'Shus L'Tamidu Arba Pamim, Kal V'Chomer from Aaron, that in Torah Shebe'al Peh, it has to be done four times to learn the Hanhaga of how to live the Torah of Torah Shebe'al Peh. So Mitzad Echad, the fact that there's a din of Kabbalah Bifnei Atzmo Shel Aaron V'Shel Banav, etc., like at Sinai, that's a Torah Shebichsav Zech. And the fact that everybody has to hear four times, that's an din of Torah Shebe'al Peh. Ketzet Seder Mishnah, the four times, it's Torah Shebe'al Peh. But Al Torah Shebichsav, one time is enough. Just like at Sinai, it was only given over by Hashem one time. So when we're talking about Torah Shebichsav, it's got a parallel Sinai. And what happened at Sinai? It was given by God once, just it was each group b'fnei atzmo. So too when giving over Torah Shebichsav, it has to be once, but there's an inyan of each group b'fnei atzmo. So even though in the end Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over four times, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't himself have to give it over four times. Because the Mesira of Moshe, of Torah Shebichsav, doesn't have to be four times. Just on Torah Shebe'al Peh, which is together with the Mesira of Torah Shebichsav, the Limud HaMitzvah, that has to be four times. Just like a Rebbe to a Talmud has to be four times. Like the Gemara says, Rebbe Eliezer says. So the Torah Shebichsav, that's once. That's God once in Har Sinai. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu only have to give it over once. You don't have to all hear four times from Moshe Rabbeinu. But Torah Shebe'al Peh, that everybody has to hear four times. So when Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over, so Itaka gave over the Torah Shebe'al Peh four times, but you don't have to hear this Torah Shebe'al Peh from Moshe. The Iker is it should be four times. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to teach everybody four times. He had to teach it four times. Because Torah Shebe'al Peh has to be given over four times. Itaka gave it over four times. But it doesn't have to be dafka from him. From him has to be once. Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody has to hear from him once, as they did. Just like we all heard it from God once. So that parallels Har Sinai. And the Torah Shebe'al Peh has to be four times, but lav dafka from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like at Har Sinai, we didn't hear it from God's mouth four times. But it has to be heard four times. So some heard it from Aaron heard it four times from Moshe, but everybody else four, three times, two times, one time. But in the end, everybody heard it four times. So now, for all the kashas that we asked on Beshitas Rashi, because based on what we said, Bifadai, the Seder Mishnah, when it says Ketz Seder Mishnah, that's also talking about Torah Shebichsav, like Rashi says in Parshas Kisisa. But the Sugin Erevin there is talking about Chovas HaChazar Vashinun. And the Gemara there says, Seder Mishnah four times, Ketzet Seder Mishnah. Rashi says it's talking about Torah Shebe'al Peh. So that's all talking about, that Sugin is talking about having to repeat. So that's Be'ikro Torah Shebe'al Peh. But the Mesir B'fnei Atzma La'aron V'achkach L'banav, so that's only required in the Chelek HaMesira of Torah Shebichsav. And that's in the Mefarshim right here, B'Pshitus, that on the Parsha there was a Mesira of Kitos. Because normally Torah Shebichsav has to be given over in Kitos. This is the Chiyuv of Kitos, just like in Maamad Har Sinai, just our Parsha, there's a Yotzi Min HaKlal. That everybody was together, wasn't given in groups. Because the Parsha, which is Torah, Itaka was given over to the Jewish people. Just generally, it was given over, Bikitos. And that's a Rashi's and Parshas Kisisa. that you have the Seder Mishnah when Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the Parsha, or the Halacha. So in other words, there's a Seder Bifnei Atzma, what Moshe taught the Parsha, which is Mesira B'Arba Kitos. And then, so that's one Inyan, Mesira B'Arba Kitos. That's one aspect of giving over Torah, Torah Shebichsav. And then there's Seder Mishnah, what Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Halacha, Mitzvah Torah Shebal Peh. For that, you don't need Arba Kitos. But it has to be heard by everybody four times. So that's what Rashi says. Shalim de Moshe es ha parsha, oh, es ha halacha. Parsha is four kitos. And then the halacha is that they're hearing it four times. So, we're not finished yet with this unbelievable mahalach. And I'm hoping that in the next year, we will conclude and see Mamish Niflos Bitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.